Central Control! Come in, Central Control! Do you read me? The ship's destroyed! Incredible race of giants here! Race of giants! No Central Control! No counterattack! Repeat, no counterattack! Too much for us! Too powerful! Stay away! Stay away! Stay away! Stay away!
DS 106 Radio.
Well, hello there. This is Friday, May 31st, 2013, DS-106 Zone Lowdown, recording number 12. My purpose in coming here today is to remind you that tomorrow you need to turn the page on your calendar. And in addition to that, I've got a couple of topics I'd like to cover, one of them being a problem some students are having with exporting MP3s from Audacity. And another one has to do with the process of uploading to the SoundCloud and a couple of settings I would request you make. And finally, we will talk a little bit about week three and the final verdict on the radio play. I had a talk with Jim Groom yesterday and a couple of students in the Hangout office hours. And I'll give you a preview report of the blog post that should be coming within hours, probably. Anyhow, the day began for me at about 6 a.m. I checked the Twitter, and there was a tweet that had just come my way from a student saying that she was unable to get the file uploaded to SoundCloud. And I checked to see if she had an MP3 or a WAV, and it was a WAV, and apparently it was either too big or for some other reason it wouldn't upload, and she had been unable to export the WAV into an MP3. And this is a vexing issue, one that I was hoping wouldn't come up, but it always does with Audacity, because the program, because of copyright reasons, does not have the encoder to turn audio into MP3. Now, there is a file that can be downloaded and installed on your system, but you have to find out where it is. So I think I helped the student find the tutorial page on Audacity that explains that, and I will post a link to that as well with this blog post. Word to the wise, Jim Groom did post a link for this, but as I was looking for it, it seems as though the link had been deactivated by the person who made the tutorial video. So perhaps you've discovered that as well. Not available. The one that I have is not a video, but it's a nice text description from Audacity. Then it takes you to another page that's a little tricky to navigate, but just download the one that's pointed to in the text description on the Audacity page. Now what this is, it's called the Lame Lib, L-A-M-E, and because of the frustration so many people have, they say that that's probably an apt name for it. It is a pretty lame process. You can get this encoder either for Windows, Mac, and even for Linux, if there are any Linux users out there. And you follow the instructions, you download it, you install it to the proper place, and then when you restart Audacity the next time, you will be able to export as MP3. When you're doing that, go ahead and click the Options button, and you can set the encoding rate. If you go for 256 kbps, kilobits per second, that is the highest quality MP3, but it's probably higher quality than we need. I like to use either 128 if there's music in there, or if it's only voice, I use 96 kbps. That's what these MP3s that you're listening to now are encoded at. And even with a little bit of music like we play in the bumpers, that's going to be okay. So hopefully this explanation is clear. The student told me that she did get it figured out, so well done on that. And go for MP3s instead of WAVs when you can for your exporting from Audacity. Now, as far as SoundCloud goes, I can't remember what the limit is for the free account. I'm thinking it's 30 minutes, but somebody else told me that it's only 5 minutes. So if anybody knows definitively, please get in touch with me and let me know. But I think people, from what I've seen on the sites, that bumper we heard at the beginning was off of SoundCloud, as well as the audio I'll play in just a few moments as we close the show, I got from SoundCloud as well. But with each of these, I was not able to download them. So what I'm going to request, I'm not going to require, but I will request that one of the settings in SoundCloud is that your files can be downloaded by people. Now, there are reasons not to do that, obviously. If it's music that you've composed or it's a song that you're trying to sell in some other place, then, you know, letting people download it for free is an issue you need to decide for yourself. But it would just make it easier for me, if I want to play some of these things on the show here, to do that. Well, both of these files were not available for download, but I used a trick that I learned on the website where that bumper was at the beginning, and I'm sorry I didn't say anything about that. You know who did that? That's from a professor at UMW, a pretty awesome professor, as near as I can tell, and he, on his blog post, linked to another Audacity tutorial that, this is only for Mac people, mind you, that involves using something called SoundFlower to capture the audio from your web browser or any other application and route that audio into Audacity. Now, I'm not using Audacity, but I do have SoundFlower, and I've got another tool in my mix that allows me to route that. So when I played the SoundCloud files, they got recorded in my editing application, which I mentioned yesterday is called Hindenburg. And I might even take a screenshot of the editor when this is all done, just so you can see what my interface looks like here. Anyhow, so that's a very useful tutorial when you check out the professor's page, and we'll have a link to that on the blog post as well. And yeah, that was I don't need to explain it. You heard it. It's a pretty darn awesome bumper. And go check it out on the site. Listen again. Leave a comment. And track down that Audacity SoundFlower tutorial page. Really useful trick. And if you can figure out how to do that and record audio that's playing from another application or the web and capture it into your Audacity, then you've picked up a very useful skill. And if you can understand it conceptually, that's just something very powerful and good to know, in my opinion. Okay, those were the two technical things I wanted to cover. And as for week three, you know, I've been saying all along that, oh, doing a radio play is too much for you guys in this 5-week course. Not going to be able to get it done in 1 week. And I'm saying if you want to do it, do it. Well, Jim Groom's not too satisfied with my dissembling on that and my pandering to students. And as we spoke yesterday in the Hangout office hours, he gave me a chance to share my thinking, and he listened, and he basically said, well, fair enough, Scottlo, but we're not going to do it that way. These guys need to make a radio play. They have week three to do it. Teams will be formed soon, and they have 1 week to come up with an idea and create a play. So that's the way it's going to be, ladies and gentlemen. And after listening to Jim explain it, it does make good sense to me, and I'm behind him 150%. And one thing you need to make note of, and this will be in the blog post that he shares with you, with all of us, is that what you need to do during the entire week is what you've been expected to do all along, and that is narrate and document your process. So put your preliminary audio clips up on SoundCloud, put your script ideas up there. In fact, he's going to have you make Google Documents with your group members so you can all edit collaboratively. That's a tough word sometimes. And you're going to share this Google document both with Jim and with me so that we can check out your scripts and provide feedback when need be. So don't be scared. Don't be frightened of this. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be tough. You've also got the audio assignments to do. But at the end of the week, when you have completed a radio play, a radio drama, it's going to be an awesome feeling. And then you're going to play it on the DS-106 radio, which will be even better. So keep in mind when you're doing this that people will be listening who you don't know, people who are not part of the class, possibly. And have that sort of bigger sense in mind. And can something that you've seen on one of these Twilight Zone episodes, or if you've listened to the Arch Obler plays, is there some idea in there that you can play with, you can run with, you can modify, you can make your own? Because that's the thing that not just Jim, a lot of people say this about not just Twilight Zone, but any good storytelling. It's speaking to the age, it's speaking to the moment in which it arises. It's the artist's reinterpretation of the world or the events or the human condition or whatever. Can you try to do that in the course of the week? Can you wrap up, encapsulate the state of the world as you as your group members see it, or some aspect of modern life, and put it in that sort of mysterious form of storytelling, such as Obler or Serling, or even Orson Welles? I'm sure you guys know of Orson Welles. Or do you? Maybe not. You might have heard of the War of the Worlds radio broadcast from 1938. I don't have time to go into that now. There's lots of stuff online. You can check it out. But there's something there. Okay, so be on the lookout for this blog post. It's only Friday, isn't it? See, I'm on this different schedule where this is my weekend, so I'm feeling like week three is beginning now. But actually, it is still week two. But please don't forget also that you've got to do a summary for week two. So if you've not completed the assignments and completed the Creative Commons research you're supposed to do and writing that up, please also, as you do that, look at both sides of Creative Commons. Don't just say, oh, Creative Commons is awesome, because there are some very legitimate questions and complaints about Creative Commons. You ought to address those. And also, I can't remember who it was. One of the students on the blog stated was not strongly in favor of Creative Commons and said, is my work copyright? Under copyright. And, well, actually it is. My understanding, once you write something and put it on the blog, if it's your original writing, you are the copyright holder to that. So the default is anything you produce, create, is yours and is protected by the copyright rules. When you enter into a Creative Commons type license, then you are modifying that. So please just try to get an awareness of that and work that into a blog post before Sunday, and also the summary. Well, I think we're going to make 15 minutes the target. This 5 to 7 is seemingly impossible. I've got one more bit of audio to play. This is from one of the DS-106 assignments called Movie Voice Machines. And I think, well, it says Janet Tyler on here. Janet Tyler is the character from Eye of the Beholder, and this is the voicemail. Imagine voicemail done by one of your classmates. I will put a link to it on the blog post as well. And I think that's it for today. So let me just say this. What is this? This is the DS-106 Zone Lowdown number 12, at least as far as I'm concerned, is now finished. So, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You have reached the voicemail box of Janet Tyler. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm recovering from my 11th surgery. I'm sure I'll be back soon, but leave a message in
the Twilight Zone.